fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, if we want to improve our wages, if we want to improve our outcomes for kids.
Fighting for Idaho.
The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous.
Fighting for you.
We just ask our teachers to know the kids as best they can as individuals and then provide the best individual education for every student.
My life at school, it's very challenging, but I choose to accept that challenge.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Welcome to Hillside Junior High School. Kevin Miller in the morning here, promoting our schools, securing our future thanks to CapEd Credit Union. Joining us now is Manny Enrico, football wrestling coach and physical education teacher. Mr. Enrico, good morning.
Good morning.
And is this a usual time you start your day?
Yes, here about 4:30 every morning.
Wow. Yeah. Why so early, sir? Yeah,
I come in and I run, get all my paperwork done before I head out to practice. And I have practice at Boise High School in the afternoon as well.
Well, that's a long day.
It's a long day.
It is. What does education mean to you that you've chosen this as your lifelong career?
I think way back when I was in high school, there was a coach that took me under his wing and helped me out, and I just wanted to do a payback. I wanted to have kids and see how much they can grow. And it's amazing when junior high kids, when they actually pick it up and they learn it and you see them grow.
Right.
It is awesome.
Now, when you talk to most educators, they go, oh, junior high. Oh, give me high school. Give me elementary, the junior high, the middle school. I don't know about those folks. You live with them every day. What's that like?
Well, I've been teaching junior high for 28 years, and there's never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. Every day is new. Every day's problems are always new. A lot of drama.
Right.
But it's fun. I mean, once the kids start to mature and they learn how to handle that, it's like watching your own kids grow up, and you just smile and you push them out the door and say, good luck at the high school.
Push them out the door here at 580 KIDO. Have kids changed?
Yes, they have. They're looking more toward education. They're looking more at taking more accelerated classes. As they come to school, starting to see more and more of the younger kids take accelerated classes here at the junior high, and some of the junior high kids accelerate classes at the high school.
Now, let's talk a little bit about PE. Obviously, that is a big concern these days. In the old days, it wasn't, but people are worried about their kids and their health, and you know that's always seems to be on the chopping block, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Obesity rate going up, and of course, if you listen to a lot of the TV shows, and they're showing Idaho in the top, you know, top half of obese rate going on. The kids are beginning to be more active. Getting the kids in on RPE classes, we do a lot of running, we do a lot of physical work, a lot of activities that keep them moving, along with teaching the kids to learn what to eat, how to eat,
right,
take care of themselves. And it shows, you know, it may not show immediately, but as soon as they, because I coach at the high school, I can see the kids, they pick it up and take with them, and it shows there.
What about as far as discipline and such? How do you keep the kids focused?
You know, we have a lot of set rules here at Hillside. Discipline, not so much. It's not really tough. Once you get the kids to buy in, they understand what we're doing and why they're doing it. The discipline problem, you know, they take care of themselves. And we have the kids, we put a lot of the responsibility on them because this is their classroom. In our PE classroom, the kids work out on their own. We give them their set guidelines where they're lifting or running, or like I say, they're running stairs for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. They're running in a group. The discipline is basically taken care of by themselves. They'll come back up and say, hey, this person wasn't in line today. Can we run a little extra? You know, we flip tires outside. So
it's gotten a lot more fun.
It has.
Indeed. What would you like to say to people right now that, you know, wonder what it's like to teach education? People were talking about last night the big debate. two nights ago with the governors, last night with the state school superintendent's race. Take us inside to your world, because whether it's on the front page of the paper, the TV news, or the radio, everybody has a concept about education, what educators should do.
You know, those people that that from the outside, and they look at teaching as one of those soft and easy jobs, you know, there's a challenge, because every day you have different students come up. They have different problems in their lives. Some are homeless. Some are living in, you know, with their aunts and uncles. Some are the sheltered people. To be an educator, you have to have a soft heart, a lot of patience, be able to bend in the wind. If you can't do that, and I know that there are a lot of people out there to say we could do that, but you got to come and you not try it for a week, not try it for two, but come try it for a month. And those people that have gone into education, my daughter teaches, my son is going back to be a teacher. They look at it and they say, Dad, this is the kind of job that we want to do, and it's not because of you, but because when we're around other people, they talk about teachers. And how caring, and how, you know, when I leave and I go to, let's say I'm in a store somewhere, there's not a place where I have not ran into a child or a mother or a father that come up and said, thank you for what you did for our son or our daughter.
Well, a good teacher, just like a good boss, can make a difference in your life and everything else. A bad one can hurt you as well. Anything else you'd like to share with us? You probably got to go train and do everything else here, huh?
Oh, I'd like, you know, hey, just come by. Our doors and our PE doors are always open to the parents. Anybody wants to come in and work out with the kids, I'm always looking forward to, you know, new strategies, new things that people might bring in. The kids are. They always look forward to somebody coming in working out with them. The doors,
you actually
are there.
Have people come in and work out with you guys?
We do. We sometimes have parents come in and they'll walk with the kids, and we go hiking up in the hills and we go running. In the springtime, we take a bike trip from here all the way out to Lucky Peak and back, and we have kids that come, or parents that go with us. So it's always fun to have other people come in so that the kids can see that, you know, they don't see their parents go out and work, but they have other parents that come in and do, and now I have parents that go out and work and hike with their kids, and they're moving around.
Well, that, we appreciate that, 580K IDO. Mr. Rico, final thought, part two, safety is a concern at the level as well, with the concussion issue and mm-hmm. high school sports, middle school, junior high sports. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. You know, when it first came out, they started talking about this is what we're going to do for the concussion rules. And it was tough. I'll tell you honestly, I've been coaching for 31 years. I've taught high school football at Marcion High School for 3 years, and I've been coaching here and coached high school wrestling at Capitol and high school wrestling now at Boise High. It is tough. You know, the kids will come in, and, you know, when I was in school, we'd get head dingers or something, and the coaches would say, hey, you're fine, go back in. And as you start to read more and more about, you know, what happens to the brain, I can see the safety concerns. I can see that it's all about the athlete, so we have to take the precaution. It's tough to bite. I'll tell you honestly, it's tough for me to bite sometimes when I look at the kids. Are you really hurt, or you just don't want to go out there and play?
Right. Well, we appreciate that, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you for all your good work you're doing.
Thank you. Guys, have a good day.
All right. It is 6:13, Kevin Miller in the morning. 580KIDO coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. We will hear from Alma's husband, Jim, number one. Number two, he did get a chance to visit Alma yesterday in the clink in Payette County, so we will have that sound. Now, we're going to urge you to, how should we put this, listen very carefully as we move along here at 580KIDO. It's going to be very fascinating, very compelling, Alma from the prison. And we will have that for you. I will have a blog for you on that coming up later on in the day. Those are some of the things we are working on. If you caught the news at the top of the hour, it's scary stuff, isn't it? How many of us are going to be traveling this holiday season? I mean, they charge you extra for bags now if you're getting on planes. Are they going to charge you extra for a hazmat suit? And for those of us that are plump when you cook them to begin with, there's a lot of stress getting in those planes and trying to fit in those seats and getting that seatbelt around. I'm just saying, from firsthand experience. Now, can you imagine You've heard of Economy Plus. You've heard of the A section at Southwest Airlines. What happens all of a sudden? They're going to charge you extra, not only for bags, not only for Economy Plus, but for a hazmat suit. And you're going to sit in a plane with a hazmat suit. Is this what it's come to? I was listening to that story at 580KIDO yesterday. You have a woman who traveled from Cleveland to Dallas, a plane of 70 people, and now all those 70 people could possibly be infected. And they tell us, nothing to worry about. It's not contagious. We'll tell that to the young lady now on her way from Dallas to Atlanta.
This is the world's busiest airport, and starting today, there are going to be those new enhanced screenings, the new normal for folks arriving from West Africa. So here is what's going to happen. Travelers arriving from Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, they're going to be screened. Their temperatures are going to be taken. They're going to be asked a series of questions from officials here at the airport, whether they've been in contact with anyone stricken with the deadly virus. If anyone does have a temperature, they'll be brought to a separate room here at the airport where they'll be continued to be monitored, either then to be released back into the airport or released to be further treated at a hospital.
There we have it. So you tell me, if you have Ebola or if you're sick, are you going to tell these folks, yeah, I've got Ebola, but they're either going to put you in a room or send you back on the sick plane? And we're relying on people to be honest. When it comes to the health of you or your loved one, and it comes down to the difference between life and death, how valuable can that be? Kevin, what are you talking about? Well, I think there has to be a travel ban. It's inhumane, but we've got, what, thousands of people dying every day? Do we want that over here? And as we get ready for the holiday season, the Boise Airport, the Chicago Airport, all these points of travel where it would be very easy for one person to, you know, infect a bunch of people, because this virus, and I can't believe I'm going to admit this. I was monitoring the opposition. I was watching Al Jazeera the other day, and I was with a friend of mine, and they said, oh, this is good stuff. I go, this is propaganda. But they scientifically broke down this virus. And yesterday, if you missed our interview with Dr. Christine Hahn, you can go to our podcast in the 7 o'clock hour at 580kido.com. And she talked about just how much more contagious this virus is than AIDS, than HIV. And we're talking billions of particles as opposed to millions that can harm us. And do we really know the difference between extreme flu and this virus? Not until it goes to later stages. This is scary stuff. So I think the CDC is testifying before Congress again. And I love John Stewart the other day, and young Jacob here, the hip graduate of Hillside Junior High School, he loves the John Stewart, making fun of the hysteria. Well, do you want us not to take it seriously? Should we say, oh, it'll never happen here, uh-oh? Or should we take a look at the poor man who died, who came in and they said, here's some aspirin, call us in the morning? How did we beat polio? How did we beat all these other devastating diseases that wiped out civilizations before the United States of America came around? Well, we took things seriously. And this Ebola thing is something we can't overlook, right? Let's get you to work safely and on time from Hills.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Hillside Junior High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go to our friend Russell in CUNA. At 580 KIDO. Russell, where are you? Are you in Texas or are you in CUNA?
No, I'm in Texas.
Darn, it won't be the same without you for our big party tomorrow at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I would love to have been there. And also, Kevin, it's been a while since I've talked to you. I wanted to tell you congratulations on the well-deserved Marconi Award.
Well, you've been with us from the very beginning. I think you were actually, either it was you or Pat from Middleton, maybe Linda from Emmett, but I think it's between you and Pat from Middleton, and I think you have him on that. I think you were our first caller.
Oh, wow.
I believe you were.
Well, it's been an honor and privilege of following your career over these years, and have really, I'm listening down here in Texas when I'm down here, so
Well, we appreciate that. So what can we do for you today, sir?
Well, a few years back, they had that movie Contagion. Did you happen to see it?
I didn't, but perhaps, maybe we'll use some sound from that. Ray Amaya is always a genius at that stuff. So tell us a little bit about this movie, Contagion.
Well, Contagion, it seems like that this Ebola virus is imitating the movie, because a lot of the same things that happened in the movie are happening now. The reaction from the government and the CDC and everything that they're doing was basically following Hollywood's movie script.
The truth is stranger than fiction.
It is. Of course, I sat down with my kids and watched that last week when I was back in Idaho, and they're all sitting around going, oh, my gosh. Let's be prepared, because one of the things that showed in Contagion is stores running out of food, people not making deliveries, garbage not being picked up. It was amazing.
Well, it's almost what are your thoughts on the government? Are we taking this seriously?
No, no. You know that I fly medical helicopters, and they're just barely talking to us about that now, and some of our medical crew are saying that if they get an Ebola patient, that we are not prepared to carry that person on the helicopter.
And for people that aren't familiar with what you do, you deal with medical stuff all the time. You're a military life flight guy, or is that the proper description?
Air ambulance, but I'm more into the mountain rescue portion of it, but still, if someone's out there hiking in the mountains and we have to go hoist them out, we don't know what they have.
That is not good, brother. Perhaps hazmat suits for everybody.
That's what it seems like. And like you were saying earlier, you imagine being on a airliner in a hazmat suit.
Well, I mean, and even then, you're not safe. Russell, anything else you'd like to share with us this morning, bro?
No, just keep the good work doing that you're doing, and good work with the kids and all that kind of stuff. And as always, love your show.
Well, we love you. Let us know when you're back in country.
Oh, I will. I hope to be there on some Saturday when I'm there.
That would be good. Take care of yourself.
All right. Good talking to you.
Our great friend Russell from CUNA here at 580K IDO. Do you believe that? He listens from Texas. God bless him. And we have people in New Hampshire that listen to us. We have people in Texas, perhaps even Alabama. We continue to grow. But our focus primarily has always been you and this program. We're very blessed to be a part of your day in this highly competitive world. We understand that you have choices each and every day, and we do our very best to give you something to listen to. Phone number's here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Wanted to hit you with something else here, and it's about the coverage versus the hysteria. And if you, in addition to that coming up, we're going to take a look at the front page of the Statesman today. This prison contract issue continues to blow up. And as I was talking to a lot of folks, is this the October surprise concerning this election? What's the October surprise? We'll tell you a little bit about this, but I want to give you something to think about. Is it hysteria or accurate coverage when it comes to the issue of Ebola?
Despite assurances,
the dangers of you contracting Ebola, the dangers of a serious outbreak are extraordinarily low.
The fear about Ebola can be greater than the real risk warrants. In the Dallas neighborhood where the two infected nurses live,
first case was less than a mile away. Second case was a mile and a half away. Third case is now 100 yards away. So it's getting a little close to home, to say the least.
I'm right down the street. I don't want anything to spread or anything like that, so I'm just scared myself.
But the Centers for Disease Control points out that the flu, for example, for which there is a vaccine, sometimes kills 30,000 people a year in the United States. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
Oh, thanks, Steve. That's reassuring. What does that mean? Is the government serious about solving the Ebola challenge? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We are live from Hillside Junior High School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union, proudly promoting our school, securing our future. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Hillside Junior High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, we continue on. That's the great band here at Hillside Junior High School. We appreciate all the folks here this morning. It's always great to be in a school where you feel so warm, so welcome, and so inviting. The staff is here. The staff was here at like 5:30, 5 o'clock this morning. Darylin Anderson with us, Sandy Wargo with us as well, the volleyball coach and the student council, counselor and student council advisor. Is that correct, ladies?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, you two, you know, now don't disappoint. For people not watching the video feed at home here at 580KIDO, you two were running wild here moments ago, and now you're just going to, you get all serious when the mics come on.
We're just trying to be...
Oh, no. You were all giggles a moment ago. Don't get all serious now, ma'am.
You said to not speak until you're spoken to.
Well, we're spoken to now. Now
right.
We're going.
Okay.
So let's talk a little bit about your life here each and every day dealing with the kids. Because many parents, they drop their kids off and they pick them up. They miss that 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day that you have with the kids. What does it mean to you?
I think it means that we're more than just teachers and counselors and coaches. We're it's like a big family, and we do have the kids probably more than the parents do, and so we have the ability to make a difference, I think.
And I agree. And the other thing,
yeah,
too,
hit her in the knee. Don't hit her in her knee.
Yeah, not,
that's her bad knee.
That's my bad knee.
Or she's going to hit you in the ribs. We've got some injuries here at 580KIDO. One's got a broken rib. The other's got a bum knee. So,
for me, the neat thing is I'm also a Hillside parent. My daughter goes to school here.
Right.
And I am just so happy that she is here because I have every confidence that she is getting a great education and that she's being truly cared for by really, really great teachers.
No. The spin stops here. What are you going to say?
Well, no, that's what I would say. Because, you know, with open enrollment, I guess I could have gone anywhere.
Well,
but if you don't believe in your own school.
I know. Exactly. We ask the tough questions here. I'm watching you.
Okay, well, I'm looking you right in the eye.
Oh, forget about that then. I'm going to back down. But in all seriousness, you know, one of the reasons why we do this program is to let educators, teachers, and students share their perspective on the airwaves. We have such a disjointed view of education. I don't know if anybody saw the superintendent debate last night. I tried to watch it, and then I had to go to the Bravo channel's, Behind the Deck or Under the Deck or something like that, where we're watching people on the boat. But, you know, we talk about budgets, we talk about this, and the news is primarily bad. What's the good news, whether it's here or at other places, that happens each and every day in the schools?
One thing I notice is that I've been here for 25 years, and there's so much diversity here now. But one thing has really stayed the same, and it's the very second that you walk through the doors, you can feel the climate here. It starts with going into the office and getting greeted by two secretaries that are positive all the time, and it just trickles down. It trickles down to our faculty, our administration. We all are on the same page and very supportive of one another and the kids. It's not like one group that is supportive. It's everybody. Everybody is.
Well, and I think that this is my 30th year in education. I've taught everywhere from L.A. to Boise, Idaho. I was raised in Boise, got my education going through the Boise Public Schools and Boise State University. And I'll tell you, the cool thing about education to me is that we care about kids. And kids come to school, and I had a student in my office not too long ago melting down. We kept her in school, bolstered her up, got her back into class. She was here for her education. Parents are on board. We're a big team, too. Parents are a part of that. Parents are a really important part of that. And when a teacher calls, we're lucky. Parents come in.
And another thing is we have kids that come back. They're in high school. They're out of high school.
Yes.
They come back to
Absolutely.
This junior high and want to see teachers that they had in 7th and 8th grade. That's pretty impressive. They bring their kids, and you know, I'm old enough to know that, you know, I have students that I have their parents, and
yep.
so that's kind of scary. But it's so neat that they return on their own, and other kids that go to other schools, they go, "Why do you go back to your junior high?" And they go, "They cared about us,
right?"
And we left an impression on them.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning here as we move along. But, you know, you two are pretty smart, right?
I'd like to think we are.
All right.
Darren Lynn's smarter than I am, though.
I'm with you, but how do we, when you talk to your friends that are not in education,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's bound to come up, the topics of education. What can we do to get past the outside world's view of education? You know what I, mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? Because we live in a highly cynical world. Now, look, I'm all Pollyanna, sunshine, unicorns, and rainbows. I'm not a negative person at all. Well, people that listen and go, yeah, right. But to hear what you're doing, to see what you're doing, is there any way that we can get that message out? When people say, hey, what do? I'm a teacher. Oh, what's your reaction to that?
My reaction is there's so much about kids that can't be quantified. You can't put a test score on it. You can't put a number to it. But if you see the kids, I wish there were a way we could go out and do research about the number of kids who do come back, the number of kids who say, this is my best teacher. Because Brian Harzen went to school here. In fact, his name is on our board there in the gym as still being a record holder today. I mean, we still brag about him. He's our kid.
Jake Plummer was our kid.
Jake Plummer was our kid.
What about young Jacob? He was your kid. What about Jesse James? He was your kid.
Yep.
You got a lot of kids.
And you know what? We have kids who don't make such great choices, and they do end up in places that we wouldn't choose for them. But I think while they were here,
right.
they knew that this was a safe place.
And you know something? You're right. Those stories need to be told, and that's why we're here at 580KIDO. You contrast, though, with the debate last night. And again, we're not getting political here, but it was all about numbers. It was all about money.
Mm-mm.
Kids aren't numbers.
Not here.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you deal with that. It's all about mm-hmm. money in this. And I'm going, well, what about the good stories?
My whole coaching staff with volleyball are past students. We have a teacher here that was one of my students. That he's one of my volleyball coaches. And I have two other coaches that actually were on my teams. And they come back. And then I have two helpers that go out of their way to be here, and they're
no, they weren't
in high
the
school.
Ones that gave you the hug that you got your
No,
rib
no,
broken.
No,
okay.
no, no.
No, but, you know, in the newspaper today, if you read in the sports section, there was a sports writer that went out and was tired of all the bad news in college football, and he found a kid who went and gave $100 to a woman at Walmart when her food stamps were expired, and she had five kids. She needed to feed them, and you know what? He gave her $100. Good news, unfortunately, doesn't make the headlines. Even in the story today, it didn't make the front page of the sports. It'd be nice, because I would be willing to guarantee you
right.
that if you were to interview our parents, that there are many more mm-hmm. parents. Many more. I mean, look, at we're at a quarter to seven. School doesn't start until 7:50, and we've had kids coming in since 6:30 this morning to play ball, to be at school. Those stories would far yeah. outnumber the bad news stories that dominate the news. And I don't know how you get that out, because when we call, we had a walk to school day October 8th.
Well,
Senator Risch
hey.
Was there. Nobody came.
Hey. Before you quit complaining, you're getting the word out right now.
I know. And you ask us, hey,
you know,
don't complain. You asked. I'm telling.
You're right. That's why I have issues.
Okay.
But you're right. You are so right about that. And you have Senator Risch and everything else. I mean, you look at the front page of the paper, debate, debate, debate. And, you know, by the way, good news for Nampa, they're out of debt now. Huge news for the city of Nampa. You take a look at this, and you guys know this as lifelong educators. You lose 150 teachers in 1 year, and you have to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And that took a lot of courage and a lot of consistency as that system was under fire through no fault of their own, from financial mismanagement, to keep going each and every day, to put the chin strap on and go. That's what you guys do.
This is a job, too, that you get up in the morning and you're happy to come to your job. To me, it's not
No, you really are.
See, I'm
going to translate. Oh, okay. Those kids. They're driving me crazy. No. Oh, if he asked me again how to spike a volleyball, I'm going to, you never have days like that.
Oh, sure we do, but I think that's true with any job. But with this, it's just... You love what you do, or you or
oh,
wouldn't
yeah.
do
it's,
it.
It's a lifestyle,
no,
right?
And you don't coach for the money. You coach because you love the sport. You love those kids.
Yeah.
And they reciprocate that, and that's all worth it. My first week this year was a hard week, and but there was one thing that happened that was the coolest ever. My kids do a value paper, and they have to talk about our Boise school values, right? Respect and dignity and all that kind of. Anyway, they write a little paper about it. I bet you remember this, don't you? Anyway.
Don't talk to him. He
remembers.
He's in the zone here.
Zone. Anyway, this one boy got up and talked about courage and dignity and started to cry because his grandmother has cancer. And the whole class, starting with one football boy, got up and gave him a class hug all on their own. So you have moments like that that you just sit there and go, this is why we teach. This is why we're here.
It gives us hope. It gives us hope.
Absolutely.
Well, the other great thing, I think, too, is that the people of Idaho certainly support education, or we wouldn't have had so many bond issues passed.
That's right.
To help help our schools. I mean, you're asking, I'm telling. So... You know, I think there's
positive.
A lot more good news and a lot more support out there
how
than ever
past,
makes.
Yeah, but how do you get past the people that are the naysayers? You know, you have both sides of the issue.
Yeah, and you know, you're going to have naysayers, and you need to listen to them. You need to understand where they're coming from because you're never going to get 100%. You can try, but you're never going to get 100%. And I think even the naysayers value in education, whether they get their education for their child through homeschool or charter schools or anything else, it's valuing education and valuing your children. And I think 100% of the people value children.
Well, and if those naysayers came through the door.
Now, wait a minute.
What?
The segment's over now.
You should have
been hitting the ground running to begin with.
Oh, we're done? No, we're not on the air anymore?
Well, no, you're still on the air, but it's time to go to traffic.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of traffic here.
Yeah.
At this time of the day.
Took me 2 minutes to get here.
See, you could do a traffic report. Maybe you should go into radio. It's a lucrative career.
Awesome. I just hope I dress right.
you're right there with us. All right. Ladies, we really appreciate it. Thank you for your service and for coming in. I know you have 20 other things to do today. We appreciate it. So.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Oh,
it's been fun.
Our pleasure. It is 6:50 traffic now at 580.
Put our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Hillside Junior High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
There we have it from that classic movie, National Lampoon's Animal House. Can you believe that movie was filmed at the University of Oregon in 1976? Amazing. Kevin Bacon's famous line, remain calm, all is well. We could really be seeing that now with this Ebola hysteria. It's funny now the press has turned on the president. The president has turned on the press, and everybody wonders what is the truth? The truth is, this is very contagious, and it must be stopped, right?
If we follow the steps, if we get the information out, then the likelihood of widespread Ebola outbreaks in this country are very, very low. I want people to understand that the dangers of you contracting Ebola, the dangers of a serious outbreak, are extraordinarily low. But we are taking this very seriously at the highest levels of government.
There we have it. The president says, remain calm, all is well. We'll have more on that coming up. Plus, our friend Jim Alma's husband will join us. He had a chance to talk to his wife. If you don't know the story, she is in prison now in Payette County for exercising her First Amendment rights. Still, the major media in this town refuse to cover it. That's okay. When it goes national, when they have the Alma Hayes movie of your life, there'll be a prominent part for you and for us here at 580 KIDO from the front page of the Statesman today. And boy, timing's everything, isn't it? And we talked about an October surprise by Rocky Barker and Cynthia Sewell. Idaho Governor Butch Otter said in two debates this month he had nothing to do with the settlement between the state of Idaho and the Corrections Corp of America, whose contract ended amid a federal investigation of fraudulent billing and understaffing at the facilities it ran in South Boise. Now, you take a look at this scandal that really wasn't covered that much by the major media, really wasn't covered much at all, and now here we have, how convenient, in October, about 2-3 weeks before the election, front page stories on the Statesman. The emails obtained by the Statesman under the state's open records law show that top members of Otter's staff were involved directly in negotiations with CCA, reviewed the settlement, and urged lawmakers to support it prior to its approval. The staff also coordinated public release of the news about the settlement and about the no-action warranted conclusion of the state investigation. Now we have the FBI investigating, and they contrast that with the governor's statement. You have the governor's spokesperson, Mr. Hanion, speaking about it. More on that in a minute. Good morning, Dave.